Dr. Kevin DeYoung said, prayer this side of heaven will always be hard and will always take discipline. But when I see it as a means to communion with God, it feels more like a get to than a have to. He's right about that. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Prayer Motivator Minute number 972. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 8 through 11, which says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. What a passage. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Dr. John Piper. He said, prayer is God's appointed way to fullness of joy because it is the vent of the inward burnings of our heart for Christ. If we had no vent, amen, brother, if we could not commune with him in response to his word, we would be miserable people indeed. And that is so true. Prayer is a vent. Use it. Stop venting at your wife. Stop venting at your husband. Stop venting at your children and your parents. Stop venting at others. Always angry and upset and mad and always got to say your little 2 cents. And vent to God, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for our time together around the point of prayer. Help us all to pray without ceasing today. Help us to vent to you so that we will not be miserable people. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.